Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Well, good evening. Good night. Good morning. Good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. To all our listeners around the globe, United Kingdom, Japan, Canada, everywhere, many, many, many places, you're listening to Find It Out Friday. And this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization with skilled advisors and consultants to help you reach all of your goals. We specialize in youth training, higher education, workshops, life skills. And the focus is basically on our youth over here. We'd like to welcome you in, and we'd like to say Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. And those of you who are not mothers that have born children, keep in mind, all the children of the universe belong to you. And for those of you who no longer have your physical mom here with you, keep in mind, she doesn't go anywhere. And I'm going to share with you a paraphrase from my mentor, Daisakuri Keita, what he has to say. He says, please do not forget your mother's love or the hardships she has endured for you. I'm convinced that while people keep the memory of their mother's loving faces alive in their minds, they will never go far astray. You must have profound compassion and live in deep appreciation of it. Our lives will be illuminated brightly, and we will be enveloped in the great compassion when we walk along the path that is filled with tranquility and immeasurable joy. Everything is always there with you. I say to each and every one of you, my mom is no longer here, but she doesn't go anywhere. Your mother sits on your left shoulder. If you sit still and listen, you'll hear her very, very clearly. They don't ever go anywhere. So those who are having a rough time, who have recently lost their moms, we send our condolences out to you. But keep in mind that her memory of her loving face Keep it alive in your minds, and you'll never, never, ever go far astray. Our topic is how we're celebrating the mothers, and we're always celebrating Mental Health Month. But with me, it's Mental Health Day, because we have to keep those things in balance. Tiffany with an I will be able to break away, hopefully, and join us this evening. If not, we'll just tell you what we found out on Friday, and I'll tell you to enjoy your weekend. Let's get started up here when you listen to your mom, because she makes you ladies feel this way, and gentlemen, too. That's right. Let's honor our mothers out there, because if it wasn't for mommy, we would not be here. Always keep that in mind. And we have joining us, breaking away, Tiffany with an I. I see it. I change it. And our completist is going to come on with us this evening. Tiffany, welcome in. How are you today?
Oh, my goodness.
On this stranded outside.
Ooh, did I find it out on this Friday?
Okay.
I'm doing well. Thank you so, so very much. So it's always a pleasure to be here because I feel like it's home. And, you know, I might go off and do some projects, but I come back because this is a safe place to be to have some of the conversations that as I'm out and about, I do have. So
okay.
Thank you again.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you. You know, we love you. We miss you when you're not here, but we understand because when you have to take care of projects, the community and the people call, and we have to be there. I understand it. So welcome in. So I'm just going to be quiet over here. You know, it's a lot of stuff going on. I know we're in this Mercury retrograde. Did you feel like sharing? What are we in for here? What should we look out for while we're celebrating mothers and celebrating mental health month?
Well, you know, those are two very loaded topics, right? But let's talk about the Mercury retrograde. And Mercury retrograde, as I always say, it comes like we already know it's going to come every 3 to 4 months. It comes 4 times a year. So we should be prepared for it, but most times we're not. But it's here again, and it was in the sign of Taurus. So we're looking at our relationships. We're looking at, you know, where we want to go in terms of our relationships and what, you know, we might have done some physical alterations. We might start exercising. We might have cut our hair. We wanted a new look. So Taurus brings all that in light, in focus. So, but it's been an interesting ride because at the end we had Uranus, the planet of Uranus, come in and very unpredictable. So it'll just overnight change something, and, you know, in the twinkle of an eye, you're like, oh, what happened? But that's what Uranus does. But I will say it's been very rewarding if you understand how to use the power of Mercury retrograde to your advantage. You can get a lot done. You can, you know, if you understand it, and as I have understood it, from an astrological perspective, I recently learned the benefits of astrology in a Mercury retrograde or in anything. So, you know, we always talk about astrology, but we really don't know the importance of astrology. Astrology is so super important. It's like a blueprint, right? So you and I have constantly told our listeners to go and get a chart. Now, we can suggest that all day long, but it is really a blueprint of people and how people respond, what their houses are, you know yourself and know other people as well. If you know yourself, you can kind of understand how to behave, you know, what behavior you should have in certain situations. However, you know, understanding other people is great too. And astrology just plays such an important role in everything that we do. And I was just listening to something the other day that brought that to focus for me because I was like, oh, you know, like, again, you and I always talk about astrology on this show. And we really, you know, we kind of say what we need to say. But astrology is really important. And, you know, as we talk about mental health, astrology is important because you can figure out where people might have some issues or where trauma might lie or, you know, according to their charts. So it's a description of people. It's the wiring of people. So, you know, sometimes people use it when they're hiring people. They might use an astrology chart for you know, corporate hire or family matters or just about anything.
Okay.
So, and it's very accurate, you know. It's like an instrument, you know. Like when I was listening to this program, she uses astrology, and she
mm-hmm.
uses it like an instrument. And the way
mm-hmm.
she talks about astrology is like music. And so
yeah.
the two things that we talk about on this show, which was so enlightening, music, and we talk about
mm-hmm.
astrology. And I found it very, very motivational and encouraging to that she correlated the two, astrology and music, together, because that's basically, again, what we emphasize on this show, on this platform.
Yeah.
And just realizing, again, the importance of astrology and Mercury going into retrograde and understanding that when it retrogrades, we're going to take a retrospective look at what we've done and where we want to go. And you need to do that. You need to do that all the time. So it's a default said by the universe to say, if you don't know consciously to do it, then I'm going to put this into the atmosphere for you to understand. And whenever you figure it out, you'll figure it out. It can be your greatest tool and your greatest asset if you allow it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the Mercury retrograde. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you pay attention, and it is here, I think as we were speaking, it leaves out on Monday. So we have this great weekend of celebrating our mommies, and, you know, for those who are fortunate enough to still have their mother here in the physical, great. And as I stated earlier today, I stated my mentor's quote regarding mothers, please do not forget your mother's love or the hardship she has endured for you. You know, because I know, because mine is no longer here in the physical, but she's here every day. And when I
mm-hmm.
get ready to act up, I hear that little voice, and that voice says, Linda, I didn't teach you that. And it pulls me back. It helps me keep my mental health balanced, okay, because we
mm-hmm.
have to have this type of nurturing. See, those of us who got the basics, who got the love, and sometimes not the love, but we got the stories, we have something to fall back on. And we understand that our lives change when we change lives of others. So it is very important to have your life charted, okay? We're not scientists over here, but those planets are just not up there moving. They mean something. And we are all a part of the universe here. And when you speak about balancing that mental health, I flash
mm-hmm.
back on, you know, I like animals and stuff of that nature. And my alma mater, University of Laverne, we're leopards, right? And
mm-hmm.
I study and read about that leopard. And I say, how do you keep your mental balanced? You know, like you say, you kind of like know where you are. So you can recognize other things in other people. We're not therapists, we're not doctors, but it helps you if you have to dance around that. And one thing we understand, Tiffany with and I, those eight winds that we always talk about, that prosperity, decline, disgrace, honor, praise, censure, suffering, and pleasure, those are known as the eight winds. And you do not want to allow yourself to be blown around like a leaf on a branch by the eight winds. And when you can master that, that's like a beginning point. When we say again, back to that leopard, you know, that leopard has agility. And that leopard has ears. That leopard can hear five times more than a human. And he has spots on his tail that he can use to communicate. You don't have to really be able to see how to navigate in a dog with long whiskers, and his jaws are so strong he can break a bone of another animal, even though he is short-legged, but he's fast, you know, and he can judge that distance. So when I find myself drifting or kind of like a little bit confused, I love leopard print. I focus on that leopard, and I can understand why my university, my alma mater, chose that leopard as their mascot, because that's just what they're about. They're about community and making sure that their students succeed, and they've been around a long time. So when the retrograde comes in, you get these notes, sign this, sign that, but you really have to stop and pull back on it, because is this, should you move on it quickly or should you pull back? My thing is, okay, how important is it to you? It's really up to us how we do things. And when we speak about mental wellness, how many people are happy on their jobs? How many people allow obstacles to block them? How many people watch and listen to others, okay? When you listen, you have to listen to you first, and then you learn how to listen to others. And how many people, you and I, we talk about our gifts all the time. List your gifts. What do you have to offer to leave for your legacy? What are your gifts? A lot of individuals, they're so busy worrying about other people's gifts, they don't even know they have them, okay?
Well, and no, sincerely. Mm-hmm.
No, they don't know they have them because they haven't taken out the time. When you're an individual that has the one up all the time and always, it's kind of hard, difficult to explain it because I don't want to go into that negative mode, but we have to, like, take our time and listen and move like that leopard. You know, use our ears and observe and analyze, and then you take action from that. I assess myself every day. And people say, and I tell people, no, I go through a daily assessment. What I didn't take care of today, I put it on the top of the list for tomorrow. And what I did today, and if it didn't go so well, I put that on top of the list, too, to remind myself, don't do it again, okay? Continuing to forgive myself for making that mistake or not making a good choice, but continue to move forward. Well, if you were not given those skills as a child, or if you didn't hear those stories, you don't know how to go there. So what you don't know how to go.
I will say that. Yeah, and I will say that's a big contribution to mental wellness and trying to figure out what that is. And in my conversation earlier with somebody, we really kind of, you know, talked about mental wellness to the degree that, you know, triggering trauma, emotional trauma, things that, you know, have never been discussed.
Yes.
People wanting to be transgender, making other people wanting to just push their agenda on someone else. And my thing was to have a conversation. I think we should voice the First Amendment, which is freedom of speech, and understand we have that. And most importantly, dialogue. And you and I talk about dialogue and conversation so that we can understand where each other is coming from. But it all relates to identity. It's like, why do you, you know, if you're a girl, you want to be a boy. If you're a boy, you want to be a girl. There's some experience that you had that is triggered by that behavior. And I'm not saying everything's relative as in terms of right or wrong, you know. So I can't, you know, I'm not going to judge somebody just because they decide to do what they do. You know, we are in the planet of free will, and we're still trying to experience life and figure this out for ourselves. Whether we go back to source or God or the Most High, whatever you want to call it, our journeys are going to be different, but we're still trying to figure it out. And I think a lot of people right now are having a hard time emotionally, you know, with the emotional trauma that leads to mental trauma or mental, you know, they like to term it as mental wellness, you know, and there's certain subcategories of mental wellness, which is suicide and a bunch of other things, but I think we need to really start having these discussions so that we can identify where it is and how we got here. You know, the news always talks about people killing somebody with a gun or a vehicle. individual, but nobody ever questions the mental capacity of that individual. The gun just didn't happen to operate on its own. A vehicle didn't operate on its own. Again, let's go back to the mental capacity and look at that and question what, not even question it, but understand that it's something more than just the tool that they used to kill whomever they
killed. Right. It had to be something to drive, and that's why it is so important that you try to understand you the best way that you can, because
Absolutely.
To be honest with you, we all got some kind of mental issue, every last one of us walking on this earth. Something, okay? You either got something you don't want to share, or you have something you've been burying. You have, like you say, that trigger point. It could be many, 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 many things when we talk about gender and that, you know. Just be who the hell you are and keep on rolling. That's the way I feel. But I think that because our society is so judgmental on an individual, you got your take on this, on that, but I am in agreement. Don't try to pull everybody and make them come on your side, because that's what you want to do. Just do what you do and don't worry about it, okay? You have to continue to move forward. Those are however way you want to spend your life. Be like that leopard. You know, that leopard, all those spots on those leopards, they're different sizes and different coloring depending on the region that they live in. You know, you have to just, how can I put it? When I'm drifting to the left, when I find myself getting out of line, I always think about that leopard, okay? That leopard, I sharpen up my ears. And don't allow myself to get pulled into your stuff. So you have a lot of people that like to give you mental issues, okay? That's what they live for. But if you understand yourself and kind of like know a little bit about them, because you cannot not really know everything about anybody, and sometimes they'll surprise you. But one thing you won't do is you won't surprise yourself. So my focus is tune into yourself and move at your own pace and not in the other person's pace, not the pace of others. That will protect your mental health also and sort of like keep you in balance. Sometimes you have to talk to yourself, but my thing is talk to yourself, but don't listen to them answers all the time. It depends on where you are at the time you're having that conversation, okay? So you drive down the street, or you see a person walking, and you see them just whatever is out there, and you look and you wonder. It's not anything to demean that person or to, how can I put it, judge that individual, because you don't know what set them off. My fight is, and I think I've shared this, when I was about 7 years old, my grandmother and I was talking about nervous breakdowns. I didn't know what a nervous breakdown was, right? But I did tell my grandmother, I don't know what that means, but I tell you what, I'm going to get them one before they give it to me. You see, I was 7 years old when I made up my mind, right? So I'm kind of hard to deal with. And try to keep myself aligned with individuals that are going to inspire and empower. Because we've gone through some tough 3 years, okay? Nothing is not, we're not back to the normal. There's no such thing as normal. We're into a new beginning. So you don't know what type of effect that had. Some people are still afraid to leave out the house. Some people are just so unsociable because they lost that social contact, and I feel they lost it because they didn't know how to entertain themselves, okay? And that plays a part when you know who you are. Like, again, our lives change when we change lives of others. So stating that, you have to set that example no matter what kind of category one is trying to place you in. You have to fit in the category that you desire to do. So we're back again. That leopard judges distance. That leopard can cover some territory with high speed. That leopard is unstoppable. So I'm using the leopard because I admire the leopard. And I wanted, when we were speaking on this topic, I found out that my alma mater, University of Laverne, has added on a new college for health and community well-being, okay? So it all fits in to where it has to go. It's a private university, but they take care of business. They don't hold your hand. They show you how to hold your own hand, okay? They put them directors out there because when you get to certain levels, no one should have to hold your hand. You should be able to take those directors, and you should already know what you want to do when you reach a certain point. I told my young adults, I say, you're going to change your whatever. You're going to change your mind 4 or 5 times, maybe 6 or 7. You know, when you're trying to get that undergraduate, if that's where your head is. But when you get to that graduate stage, you better know what you want, okay? Because nobody's going to hold your hand. So take out time, do the right decision, and that keeps your mental health in check also. Because if you don't stay on top of it, you won't know what side is up or down. And if you're lackadaisical and unfocused, that's not going to help your mental either. And if you're listening to your friends, your so-called friends, I call them associates, that have their opinions on what you should be doing, you're going to be unbalanced too. So when you get to that point, you have to be that leopard with plenty, agility, grace, and strength. So I don't know why I'm talking about it. I'm sitting up here looking at leopard print. You know, I love my leopard print, my hats, my shoes, whatever. And that was when they say it's in trend or out of trend. I've always liked that leopard. And it was so ironic that I had to attend a university that had that as a mascot, because that was, like, very joyful for me to roam around like a leopard and to keep my ears sharp and to, you know, navigate in the dark and the craziness. So we have to understand who we are, Tiffany, in order to, how can I say, recognize others. Would that be a good statement? How you going to recognize it if you've never been through it?
Mm-hmm.
How you going to do that? So as you stated, when we're talking and when we get these charts and the importance of astrology and the universe, everything means something. You know, mm-hmm. People are so closed-minded, and they're unwilling to open up. Each one can always teach one. We can learn from a baby, okay? And so when these things are out here, and something that happens cyclical like that, every 4 months, or when is Mercury retrograde, which you said comes down 4 times a year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Anything that keeps that trend, don't you think that's something you need to study? Why does it do that? There's a reason for that.
Right.
Like you said, it's there until you are going to understand and pay attention to it. It's just like, let's see, when we talk about commodities don't change, okay? They do the same thing year in and year out. They do the same thing. And when you tell people when anything is doing the same thing, pay attention to it. You know, just like if you have a neighbor, if they scream every day at 12 noon, pay attention. Okay? Either turn on some loud music, put some earplugs in, or whatever, because that's their thing. That's what they have to do. But pay attention to it. Okay? And when they start changing from 12 noon to 2 o'clock, really pay attention. Because that means that it's coming twice a day. Instead of once a day, there might be a problem over there, okay? So you have to look into it. Same thing about getting your chart, your birth chart done. And there are people that can do that.
Oh,
it can
absolutely.
Be very, but it's going to be worth it, okay? Because you're learning more about you.
And it's an investment in yourself. Yeah, and I think that's, you know, like I said, I mean, understanding who you are, you'll find your soul tribe too, because you'll start to attract the same types of people. So, you know, you want positive, supportive people around you. Know who you are in order to attract what you want, you know.
That's true.
So I just think that it's so very, very important. I'm really happy that, you know, this month is we're celebrating mental wellness. And it's just, you know, the pandemic was the event, I think, that really made us realize what we wanted, or we should have been realizing, you know, taking account of what we wanted, where we wanted to go and what we wanted to do. And I think that's what it was supposed to do. It brought a lot of different things. It brought about great opportunities, creation, innovation.
Yeah.
But most importantly, we needed to look at ourselves because, you know, at some point, something's going to give for you to sit down. So if you don't listen to your body will tell you, you know, when you have a little cough or something, like, you need to slow down. And if you don't,
yeah,
it just accelerates into something different. And it's never that you never knew that you had it. It's just that you didn't listen to the signs or the signals or the red flags, or you weren't consciously aware of what was going on, even though it was telling you what to do. So I think, you know, as we deal with mental health, that we now go back to being cognizant of the signs. You know, like you said, if something, you know, the neighbor comes out and screams at 12, then understand that pattern. Coming
right.
out and skewing at 12 o'clock. Then if they develop it, you know, and then they put, you know, another time in the day to scream, then you need to pay attention to that. So, and all astrology is just patterns, because you'll find with the Mercury retrogrades, you'll find patterns that you created a long time ago. If you really look into it, and I did figure that out for myself, this Mercury retrograde. So there are different patterns, because something kept happening, and I'm like, well, what is the pattern that's happening for this to keep occurring? Like, I don't understand it, but I was able to finally resolve it or get to some kind of resolution on it so I could feel better about going forward in my own life. So it's a miraculous thing if you let it be that. It could be a very healing thing. It could be whatever you need to make it. And it can also be a very chaotic thing in the beginning, because your mind has to slow down. You know, Mercury is the planet that rules thinking. So your mind has to slow down for you to deal with what it is that you need to deal with. And a lot of people have problems with that. You know, I can't sit still. You know. Some people
I'm so glad you brought that up, because I remember as a child growing up, Tiffany Witt and I, they used to call me Roadrunner, right? I mean, I had energy. I could leave and I could be gone, and my nickname was Roadrunner, but there was two things I had to do. I had to always be near home for lunch, okay? And I had to take a nap. My grandfather insisted on me napping every day because I had to be pulled down, to slow down, because of all the energy that I had out there. And to this day, I still take my naps. I might not take them where I sit and lie down and close my eyes, but when I say I'm taking a nap, that means I have to pull back. If it's something that disturbs me, or someone or something, I take a nap on you, okay? Because that is the only way that you can bring everything back into perspective. You have to slow down. So that was a good segue in for me to get that in. Yeah, I took naps every day as a child, and I still take my naps. I take them in a different way, but I still take them. But you must pull back. You have to pay attention to the signs. It's like, you know, I'm not one for moving out and pandemic, and it's still a lot of stuff going on over here. You know, persons are coming in, the borders, you know, people have to have a better life. But I'm still looking at all of that, okay? I'm looking at all of that. So that means that you have to relax. Don't relax out there. Do not relax, okay? Nothing's gone anywhere. They're just not talking about it. So you, like you say, when your body is talking to you and when you're talking to you, you have to listen to that. That's a good way to keep that mental health in balance because, again, there are people designed and things designed out here to take you out of balance. They want to take you out of alignment. And it's up to us or the individual to know who they are and what they're about. And if you have any doubt, find your charges out there. Find that. Go get into that astrology. It's meaning. It means something. It happens four times. Everything that happens, you know, the retrograde, the you know more about the terminology than I do because, you know, we're not into the science thing. But Mercury moving four times a year, every few months, what does that tell you? That's time for, that means that something is adjusting or it needs mm-hmm. to be adjusted, okay?
Right. So it's just a natural mechanism so that we can slow ourselves down. And just because we do need to. I mean, we're very busy. We can be very busy mentally. You know, we're creators, so creators think a lot. You're innovating if you're going along with your purpose. You know, and I do believe to some degree when we talk about mental wellness that you know a lot of things that are going on which challenges your identity. And can be termed as, you know, traumatic trauma. I just believe that, you know, a lot of people are having identity crises out there, which are leading to illness, but you can say, you know, mental wellness to be more positive about it. But, you know, I was just doing a segment with a person and we were having a conversation and, you know, when we go in and you talk about the differences or why people do what they do, again, it's the trauma that they experienced and never dealt with. And we need to realize who we are. And again, going back to that, understanding who you are and your purpose in this life, because that's going to give you a lot of clarity, especially when you pull your chart, it'll give you the clarity that you need. So that maybe you'll make a different decision. Maybe
right.
Because, you know, maybe you need to maintain your female or male identity and not change it. Because there's a purpose for which you came into this world and you must fulfill it. You don't have to because, again, you know, free will, planet free will, you don't have to. But, you know, there's so much at play here, so... I just want to encourage everybody to get the charts to really, you know and understand who you are. And this is a great platform. This show is a great platform. And we talk about a lot of different things and you really bring different aspects of it. You know, Stephanie comes on and she talks about the crystals and she talks about the chakras and it all plays into your well-being.
Yeah.
And, that's one of the reasons why I like coming on the show so much is because we talk about positive things that create, that can help you as a person create the life that you want, you know, or giving you the tools to create it. Like you said, we're not gurus or geniuses over here about the subject matter. We are just sharing and caring and giving you some insight as to the tools that we may use, you know, to deal with life. And if you resonate with it, then that's a good thing. You know, sometimes you'll say we could have pulled somebody off a cliff. And
that's
hopefully,
right.
You know,
right.
Not to say that anyone's on the cliff there, but whatever our experiences are and whatever we bring and the tools that we tell you, it's because of what we've been through. So,
yeah.
So thank you so much for providing the platform for it.
Well, you know, we go many, many directions. I laugh when I hear about diversity and inclusion, and everybody's using the word diversity. I see you cannot have no diversity without inclusion, everybody. When we talk about we the people, that means all of us, okay, no matter what. So that's why we don't open it up. We don't get controversial. We don't really care for too many opinions because we're not about that. We just can share, and this is an opportunity. See, this is our gift, okay? And who tells you how to give your gifts? That cannot be allowed, okay? When you have a gift and you want to share your gift, nobody can tell you how to give your gift. Like if I give you a gift and you give it to your sister, I can't get angry with you. That's your gift. I gave it to you. You can do what you want to do with it, right? Some people get highly upset. I gave her that, and she gave it to her sister, and if she didn't like it, no, you gave her that gift. You gave it to her. So you can't control what she does with it, okay? I had a person one time saying, I'm going to give you this and that, and we go buy some real estate, but this one can't come, and this one. I said, well, excuse me, then it won't be my property. It'll be your property, okay? I said, you know, I appreciate that offer, but no thank you. You got me? Because now you don't give a gift and try to control the gift you gave. That ain't happening. No. So we share and care over here. Oh, no. Thank you, but no thank you. Oh, if somebody was going to do that for me, I would jump at the opportunity. I said, that's because maybe the controller likes to be controlled. I said, but it sounds very controlling to me. Because if it's something I'm purchasing, I should be able to let whoever come up in there I want to let come up in there. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, you have to listen very, very, very closely. But you know what, Tiffany with an eye, I'm so glad you joined us and you could break away. I want to share. I know that festivities will be going on, you know, and you mother of the universe, just as myself. And we are very, very fortunate to have been skilled and guided and taught and given some things that makes it possible for us to share and care, because no one is perfect. Ain't nobody trying to be perfect. We're just trying to teach one over here. And for those who want to go to class and jot down some notes and, you know, and share and care with others, that's what it's all about. Like you mentioned, if it's not but one person that we stop from jumping off the bridge, look at the life we saved today. You got me? And that's what my gift is really all about, because I realize again that my life changes when I change the lives of others. And on that note, I will tell you to have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. Be safe out there. You know, Stephanie gave a whole month series on mothers and daughter relationship. They'll be having their event tomorrow. I know it's going to be a beautiful event. I think it's at the Regency, NCNW is the organization. And it's going to be something to witness. So I'm very, very excited for her. And hopefully, you know, I'll give you some more information after we get off a line out there. But it's too late. It's too late for anybody to purchase. They might be able to purchase at the door. But I think the fee would be maybe $10 or $15 higher for the tickets. I'm pretty sure that they can. But it's going to happen tomorrow, and I'm very, very excited for her. And for you, I want to tell you again, we are so happy that you was able to break away and come on and care and share with us, Tiffany with a knife. I'm getting ready to jot down my list and track Mercury, okay? Because when it retrogrades, that means it takes
right,
off fast.
Right. We move direct on the 15th. So the end of it is on the 15th, which is the day after Mother's Day on Monday. Then we can start putting into action what we thought about and where we want to go.
So what I'm saying, all these contracts has been sent to me that I need to sign, and they say sign them immediately. If it's something I'm interested in, I better get them signed before Monday because it's getting ready to apply. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, no, sign them after Monday. You can sign them after Monday because you've already looked at it. Because sometimes they say, you know, with Mercury retrograde, don't sign any contracts. Don't, you know, you have, because you really have to look at it because it's a, it's slowing you down and dot the I's, cross the T's, but you'll be fine on Monday.
Oh, okay, so I don't have to worry about that, so I can go out and enjoy the sunshine. I think it's going to be a little hot. We want to tell the listeners, please, please, honor yourself, honor your mom, honor life, just honor each individual. But the most important thing we have to keep in mind is to remain kind, starting with yourself. And I'm going to leave you with this, move at your own pace. Not the pace of others, and protect your mental health. You don't want to get out of line. It's a lot going on around here. Again, I'm going to use Tiffany Whitten Eye's statement. Do your research. Start researching. Find out for yourself. Tiffany, I will speak with you. Hopefully, I don't know what you're eating in this life, but maybe within the next maybe 20 minutes, I would like to call back if you could be around.
Oh, sure,
I have something to share with you that I'm not going to share publicly. You know, we don't really run naked in the neighborhood, okay? We can share, but some things we keep to ourselves. So I will give you a call. Listeners, again, we're celebrating Mental Health Month, but I'm going to suggest that you celebrate Mental Health Day every day. Keep yourself free of stress, and if it's something that displeases you, get away from it. Don't try to satisfy anything or anybody but you. And on that note, I'm going to check out. Happy Mother's Day to all the mommies out there. We love you. And to my mommy, I know you're sitting up in here smiling. They don't go anywhere, so don't be sad. They can feel everything you feel. Tiffany, we love you. Listeners, have a great weekend. Life is a song worth singing. Let us all honor our mothers and honor yourself. Happy Mother's Day out there. We love you.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jerry
Kerr. Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo.
Break it
up. Jerry Kerr with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.